Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a peek into a renowned artist's home. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, Ohio Newsroom student storyteller Caleb McCleskey takes us to a genius's home to explore the impact of her work.
The two-story home off of Sunbury Road on Columbus's northeast side stands apart from its neighbors. The front doors have painted images of smiling Black women surrounded by boldly colored sections of red, orange, blue, green, and white. Instead of a grassy lawn, there's bricks and rocks. Instead of manicured shrubs, there's glass bottles poking off of dead branches. AJ Friedel greets me at the door.
Amina had turned her house into a home studio. And again, it was just full of the energy of the creation that she was aiming to make three-dimensional.
This house is special. It belonged to Amina Robinson in life. When she died in 2015, she left her estate to the Columbus Museum of Art, or CMOA, and they created the artist residency that Friedel is now a part of. While Robinson created some of her most iconic work at this studio, her first studio was simpler.
When she was living in Poindexter Village with her two sisters as a very young child, when I say young, I mean 3, 4, 5, she built her own art studio under her bed to give herself privacy to create her own art, because she early on wanted to kind of document the things she saw around her.
That's Deidre Hamler, the director of the Amina Robinson Legacy Project at the CMOA. She says that Robinson's talent was evident from a young age. Her parents noticed her gift for creating imagery by the time she was 3, and Hamler says they stoked that creativity. Robinson learned how to create clay from mud and broken sticks. She made her own inks from boiling down vegetables, and she would use rocks and leaves from her own backyard to create some of her pieces.
She just used everything in her midst, and she learned how to craft these things into things that were important to her.
For over 50 years, Robinson created and sold her art all over the country. Her first art show at the CMOA was in 1990. In 2004, she became the first American woman with a solo show in Chile. That same year, she received the MacArthur Fellowship Genius Grant. The award allowed her to build the art studio that I'm touring with Friedel, and it let her continue her work in the city she called home. Hamler says Columbus and Robinson left lasting marks on one another.
Everybody owns a bit of Amina and claims a bit of Amina in this town. You can't throw a stick without someone knowing who she is and someone claiming or saying, I met her, she made an impact on me.
In 2020, the CMOA established the Amina Robinson Legacy Project. The effort included exhibitions, the preservation of her work, and the renovation of Robinson's home into a residency and studio for artists and writers. Many of Robinson's pieces were made at the CMOA, including her painting School Days in Columbus, Ohio. It uses bright watercolors and colored pencils to show several school buildings for Black students at the turn of the century. In 2020, 5 years after her death, the CMOA put on an exhibition over 7 decades of work called Raggin' On.
And it meant that the work rags on and on and on, that what she creates is timeless.
Robinson's legacy doesn't just live in museums and galleries. Her influence is felt by writers and artists in Columbus and across the country. AJ Friedel knows that firsthand.
Amina Robinson has not been gone a long time. And there's a way in which I feel like she's still in the present tense.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Caleb McCleskey in Columbus.
The series is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.